What a mighty word for the choirs to remind us on this first Sunday of the new year. I want more of you. We all ought to want more of God. For what about the mighty God we serve? Don't you want more of him, Goodwill? Oh, come on, somebody. I want more of him. And not only do I want more of him, but I want more of what he has to give for me. Amen, amen. God has some great things ahead of all of us. And the best way to get him is to act like you deserve him. Amen. Well, how do you act like you deserve what God has for you? He said that everything that has breath. Oh, come on, somebody. Praise him. Don't you want what he has for you? Just act like you want what he has for you. Well, how do I act like it? With all sincerity, praise him. He's been good. You ought to praise him. He's been better than good. So we ought to praise him. Amen, amen. Y'all are looking at me quiet. So I know the loved ones have to go back to school tomorrow. So I feel you, amen. So we won't preach long, amen. But we'll let the Holy Spirit have his way, amen, amen. For those of you who have your Bibles, as was read into your hearing by Reverend Patterson, amen. Our scripture, of course, is located in the book of Matthew. Chapter number 6, amen, amen, if you have that, chapter number 6, and we're going to look at verses 30 through 31, amen, chapter 6, verses 30 through 31, amen. If you just put your hand there for a moment, and we got to pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit, amen. Before we do anything, we ask for God's covering through his Spirit, amen. Let us pray. God, our Father, we thank you, Lord. Because you've been a mighty good God to us. We pause right now to say much obliged. Father, the time has come for your word to be preached. We ask, O Lord, for the real preacher to show up. Use me only as a vessel, Lord, to speak to the unchurched, the lost, and the unsaved, how to get saved. Father, bless us, O Lord, that the church right here will walk out saying, did not our hearts burn within? We need you right now for a mighty blessing, O Lord. Do a miracle in the lives of somebody. Somebody right now needs a miracle. We're not trusting earthly doctors, but you are Heavenly Father, so we're trusting in you, Father. In this year, we ask in Jesus' name and for his name's sake, we pray, O Lord. Amen, 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 amen. Verse number 30, and it reads as follows. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today is and tomorrow is cast into the ovens, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Amen. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Verse number 30 says, but first seek ye the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness shall be, and these things shall be added unto you. We'd like to use as a subject this morning, how to begin a new year. How did you begin the new year? He says, but first seek ye. I need some prayers in here. The kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, I only have 6 pages, Goodwill. Amen. So I'll do part 1. Amen. So I need your prayers. Amen. My brothers and my sisters, it is truly a blessing from God in that both you and I have been blessed to end another year. Despite all our errors, our mishaps, mistakes we made in our personal lives, God forgave us and still saw us through. Amen. Yes, we are also blessed to enter into a new year created by God. Make no mistake about it. You did not make it on your own. It was God who kept you and your family from death and the pit of hell. It was God who covered and protected you and your family from the enemy trying to tear you apart. It was God who fed you and your family so you wouldn't go without. It was God who favored and blessed you and your family with desires of your heart. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Because if it wasn't the Lord on our side, none of us would have made it through 2015 nor enter into 2016. Come on, somebody. To God be the glory. The songwriter put it best by saying, my soul looks back and wonder how I made it over. Oh, come on, somebody. Can you look back and wonder? Oh, come on. You can't help but think about God who brought you over. It was God who brought you over. The other one put it best by saying, and if it doesn't do anything else, come on, somebody. If he doesn't do it, he's already. Can you give a praise? Clap. He's already done more than enough. All of us in here ought to praise God for blessing us to see another year. For this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in his sight. And so as we begin this new year, none of us know what tomorrow beholds. But rest assured of this one thing, God is still in control. Oh, I don't think you understand me. Although we live in a world marred by the effect of sin, every day we would be faced with all kinds of pain, trouble, suffering, weeping, and loss and despair. But regardless of what we will face in 2016, just know this, God is still in control. Goodwill, I submit to you that the human race did it to itself. All God ever did was loved us, yet we rebelled. And so I thank God for implementing a plan of rescue to us, and it's through the will and the way of Jesus Christ. Some of you may not have had the best of a year in 2015, but if you hold true to God's unchanging hand and hold fast to God's unchanging hand, God's rescue, God has a rescue plan for you in 2016. I truly believe that if you hold fast to God's hand, God will open up a windows in heaven and pour you out a blessing that there will not be enough room to store them. And so the question is, how do you begin a new year? How do you begin a new year? Well, there are three spiritual resolutions that we should commit ourselves to. Goodwill, make no mistake about this. The devil is not pleased that God has favored us to be where we are on this day. That's a shouting moment right there. The devil is, Maggie, come on, baby. The devil is not pleased. Come on, somebody. That God has favored you. Come on, somebody. But he did. Oh, come on, somebody. Out of all goodwill that you could be doing on this day, you chose to be in the house of the Lord for worship this morning. To God be the glory. You didn't stay home to sleep late, nor did you attempt to worship God by way of TV or internet. You didn't go elsewhere to worship, but you're here. To God be the glory. So I thank you for your presence. In fact, if you don't mind, do like Michelle Obama, fist bump your neighbor and thank him for being here. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Oh, come on, somebody. Thank you for being in God's house this morning. They say, although we don't know what tomorrow beholds, nor do we know what's in store for us in 2016, but we know who holds tomorrow. Come on, somebody. This is a song, but he got the whole wide world in his hand. He got the whole wide world in his hand. God got you, baby, and he got me in his hand. He got us in his hand. And so since it is a fact, that's the fact, then the first thing we should do in this new year is how to begin a new year is first, walk it by faith. Come on, somebody. Look at the person next to you, because they may be faithless, but tell them, walk it by faith. Walk this year by faith. Do that for me, Goodwill. Do that. Jesus, in verse 30, says, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Then he goes on and says, O ye faith, O ye of little faith, Goodwill, there will be many uncertainties ahead of us. But never lose faith in what God can do for you. There will be dilemmas or decisions to make of should I do it this way or should I do it that way. But in 2016, you walk it by faith and not by sight. You see, the worst thing that any of us can or should expect in 2016 is the stress because we lack faith in God's ability. Putting your trust in self, putting your trust in people and material things and not the Lord opens up the doors for the devil to produce stress in your life. Here in our text, Matthew records Jesus warning against spiritual double visions. What Jesus said, make up your mind. You can't have it both ways. Either me or the world. Here in these seven verses, Jesus describes what is so common to us as human nature versus God's ability. You see, whenever man tries to do things on his own, he always loses. Man against God always equal God every time. You hear me? Goodwill, man against God always equal God every time. Goodwill, don't let the devil fool you. You will never win against God. Notice what Jesus says in these three verses. He says, no man can serve two masters. Can't do it. Either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Yet, you can't serve God and mammon. Therefore, he said, I say to you, take no thought. No, don't worry about tomorrow. Don't take no thought of your life. What shall you should eat or drink? Yet for your body, what you should put on? He said, is not life more than meat that and the body more than raiment? He said, behold the fowls of the air. I'm going to paraphrase. He said, don't I take care of them? Come on, somebody. If I take care of the fowls, I will take care of you. He will. Here, Jesus wants us to know that having faith and trust in him guarantees us that what we need in life from God, it guarantees us what we need from life in God. You see, when you are faithful and serve God in truth and in spirit, and in everything you do, God will bless you beyond measure. I don't know about you, but I want the blessings of Abraham that God has for me. Oh, come on, somebody. I want the blessings of Abraham. My God owns a cattle on 1,000 ears. God's got some stuff planned for us. It ain't both ways, baby. It's just one way. It's God and me. I wish I had somebody going to holler back at me. It's God and me. It is God and me being faithful in God who's faithful all the time. He's faithful all the time. Didn't you go to bed with anticipation of getting up? God was faithful to bless you to breathe. Didn't you go to bed with anticipation of getting up to eat? God was faithful to bless you with food. Didn't you go to bed, come on somebody, with anticipation of getting up and putting clothes on your backs? God was faithful to bless you to have clothes on. It's God and me. Ain't no two ways. It's just one way. I'm serving God and I'm putting him first in my life. So I'm going to put him first with faith in my life. I got just two more pages, Goodwill. I tell you, it won't be a long one. Just like God takes care of plants and birds, so will God faithfully do to us as the Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians 4:19. He said, but my God shall supply all. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Oh, my wife texted me a grocery list yesterday. Come on, somebody. That was a little grocery list. But I got a whole lot on my list that I want my God to do for me. My God. Come on, somebody. Come on. Just come on. Go like this. That's a grocer list. Selecta, you know how that you would get that list, right? But then, baby, go like this. That's my list. You asked for this, but I'm asking for this from my God. Come on, somebody. I'm asking for this from my God, and my God shall supply me with all of my needs. You can act cute, but I know you got some. I know you got some. And so as we head into this 2016, faithfully serve God and faithfully trust God despite what the devil may put on you. Trust God no matter what. And so to the unsaved, to the lost, and the unchurched, playtime or recess is over. It's getting late in the evening. You see, another year draws us closer to the New Jerusalem. Oh, come on, you missed that good will. Another year draws us closer to the New Jerusalem. The Lord is on his way back for a church without a spot or a stain, and he's looking for you to be a part of his church. And so I'm glad you are here, but before you walk out of here today unsure to give your life to Jesus or wait for another time, don't chance it. God loves you just as you are. It doesn't matter how bad things were in 2015, you can't undo what has already been done. But what you can do is what you have not done, and that is give your life to Jesus, faithfully serve him, and put all your trust in him to supply your needs. All right. You're standing on the threshold of 2016. As Joshua said in chapter 24 of Joshua 15, he says, but choose ye. Come on, deacons. This day whom ye will serve. But I'm going to skip on down. He said, but as for me. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm going to serve him. I'm going to faithfully serve him. That's how I'm beginning the year. I'm faithfully serving the Lord. And secondly, goodwill. How to begin this new year? Plant the seed of Jesus in somebody. Can you do that for me? Plant the seed of Jesus in somebody. Get somebody connected with the body of Jesus Christ. Like Joshua, let your message of change and hope be in 2016. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Goodwill, help somebody get saved. Come on, somebody. That's a hand clap of praise there. Help somebody get saved. That's how we can grow as a body of Jesus Christ. Be a faithful witness for Jesus. Get somebody to come to Jesus just as they are. God has been good to all of us in this house of worship. God has kept us and never left us. Plant your witness seed and let God do the increase. God's been faithful. So you plant your witness seed in somebody and you just let God do the increase. I know it does the increase, but let God do the increase. Get with God has plans for your life to be a faithful missionary for kingdom building. Somebody awaits your help and to see Jesus. So don't let the unsaved blow an opportunity to salvation. As Reverend Prison preached on last Sunday, help somebody say like Simon in Luke 2:20, for my eyes have seen salvation. Oh, I wish I had some help in here. Help somebody see salvation. For my eyes have seen salvation. And so third point as to how to begin this new year, put God first in all that you do. Put him first in all that you do. Jesus says in verse 33, he says, but seek ye first. Come on, somebody. That's the Lord telling us. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The songwriter Marvin Staple put it best by saying, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I wish I had a Holy Ghost clapping here. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Goodwill, like me, I'm glad God brought me through into another year. And so because he's been faithful to me, I can't help but be faithful to him. Because he's able, so I must put him first in all that I do. And in like manner, you must put him first in all that you do. We don't know what lies ahead of us in 2016. But if you put him first, he'll be with you every step of the way. Goodwill, God has plans to prosper us in 2016. But you must put him first in all that you do. Make no mistake about the Satan and his host will meet you in 2016. But God is able, come on somebody, to do like the choir said, Jesus will turn it around. What the devil meant for bad, if you put him first, he'll turn it around. I don't know about you, but I'm putting it first. I got some things I need done in my life, so I'm putting them first. I don't know about you, but I've been praying for a new job, so I'm putting them first. I've been praying for restoration in my home, so I'm putting them first. I've been praying for an increase, so I'm putting them first. I've been praying for some deliverance for you and you, so I'm putting it first. I've been hoping that God will come and see about your needs, so I'm praying every day, every hour, every moment. I got you on my prayer list, so I'm putting it first. I've been praying and hoping that God will produce a healing in your life, in your life, in your life, in your life, so I'm putting it first. I'm a serving faithful. I'm a plant the seed of Jesus in somebody. And all that I do, every step I make, I'm putting Jesus first. Every back step I make, I'm putting Jesus first. Won't you put him first? If you put him first, he'll bless you. If you put him first, he'll give you the desires of your heart. If you put him first, he'll come to see about you. If you put him first, he'll cover your child. If you put him first, he'll cover your wife. If you put him first, he'll cover your home. If you put him first, he'll make a way out of no way. If you put him first, he'll see about your needs. Put him first, he'll save your child. Put him first, he'll save your mama. Put him first, he'll get you right. Don't you want Jesus how to begin a new year? Put him first in all that you do. But first, seek ye the kingdom of God. Put him first. Serve him faithfully and tell somebody how to get saved. Tell somebody how good God's been to you. Tell somebody how he's made a way out of no way in your life. And you add to kingdom building. And God will bless you because you are faithful. God will bless you because you help somebody get saved. God will bless you because you thought of not robbery to wake up and say, for God I live, God I'll die. Father, I stretch my hands to you. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, oh, whether should I go? Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. You put him first. He says, you don't have to worry about anything. I gave a worm to the sparrow. I'll give you meat. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Put him first. It's not that he doesn't want you to have material things. Don't worry about material things. I know somebody say, uh-oh, there go my lottery. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the lottery. But just be concerned about the gift that God can give you beyond the lottery. God has some gifts. You don't serve mammon, but serve him. Come on, somebody. I don't want the gift. Come on, of the lottery. I want the gift that God can give me beyond the lottery. Come on, somebody. He is your lottery. Put him first.
Just live from day to day. I don't bother.